Assalamu alaikum. Muslima Media, welcome to a new series on the most successful marriage. I'm Zainab Ansari, and I'm really delighted to talk about the marriage of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, to Lady Khadija. So this is the first part in our series. And for the first part, I want to talk about the engagement period of Khadija radiallahu anha to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. They really do embody just a very successful partnership. And I think this really helps to lay the foundation for what's going to be a very strong and happy marriage. So let's talk about their engagement. As you well know, Khadija radiallahu anha, peace be upon her and peace be upon the Prophet, was about 15 years the Prophet's senior when they got married, right? However, if we back up a little bit and kind of look at their interaction prior to getting married, we can really understand that Khadija from the outset is hugely supportive of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Keep in mind that he's a young man who comes from a good family, but a family that is not known for wealth. Banu Hashim was not one of the wealthier clans of Quraysh, but they were noble and they were respected. So Khadija knows that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, this young Muhammad, comes from a good background, a good family. Moreover, she is really intrigued by the idea that he is called As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. He is called As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy, right? Because unlike many of the other young men of Quraysh, he was not profligate, right? He was not out there sort of in the markets, idling away and whiling away his time. He did not partake in gambling and intoxicants. He really kind of kept himself above the fray. So his very pure reputation was something that was well known to Khadija, so that when Khadija was looking to hire somebody to run her business, she chose the young Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, keep in mind that Khadija was known for her business acumen. In fact, she'd inherited her business from her previous husband, who was deceased. So she's a widow, right? So she inherits the business from him and makes the business really large and very successful. However, given the constraints that she faced as a woman in pre-modern society, Khadija knew that she couldn't very well herself take the caravans from Mecca to Syria to engage in commerce and trade, right? For that, she had to have a very devoted, trustworthy agent. So that's how she comes to hire Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But Khadija is very savvy. She says to her servant Maysara, "Accompany Muhammad, I want to see how well he does." So Maysara accompanies Muhammad, and when he comes back to Khadija, he just has glowing reports about Muhammad, that he got to Syria, he's serious, he sets up his wares in the market, he sells, he's direct, he doesn't cheat the customer, and look at the profits, right? He has the profits were at least doubled, possibly tripled, more than anything else Khadija had received from previous representatives that she'd sent to Syria. So Khadija was very impressed with the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and immediately knew that this was the person who could really sort of help her grow her business even more. It was this, it was the fact that Khadija was so taken with the Prophet's business acumen and his honesty that she decides, in light of that, to go ahead and propose marriage to the young Muhammad, and she does. And he's taken aback because he's just started to work for her. He says, "I'm poor, I'm young, I don't have much to offer a wife, but Khadija radiallahu anha knows that he has the most valuable thing that a man can offer a woman, which is good character." So this is the beautiful and blessed foundation for the marriage of Prophet Muhammad and Lady Khadija. And in part two, we're going to look at how and why they had the most successful marriage. Thank you so much. I'm Zainab Ansari on behalf of Muslima Media.